everybody. Renee here with today's Monday Morning Motivation. Ugh, is it just me or are these weekends going faster and faster? No, it's not just the weekends, though. It's like your whole life is going by faster, isn't it? I mean, my golly, what is up with that? Like, I'm treating you guys like my own personal therapy session. All right, enough about that. Let's dive into what we're going to talk about today, and that is approval. Where do you get your approval from? Do you ever think about that? Are you one of those people who needs positive reinforcement? I mean, I think we all need positive reinforcement in varying degrees. But are you one of those people who needs it a lot? In other words, if you don't get it, does that change in your mind how you see the job you're doing? The reason I brought this up is because Buff and I were talking about it the other day, and I was telling him that I felt like I had really or was hitting the sweet spot with regard to good enough mother. In other words, I know I'm doing good work, even if no one else is watching. That's not vain. That's not, oh, look at me. Oh, I'm so great and important and I'm so right. And so no, that's not what this is about. This is about being able to say, I'm proud of the effort I'm putting forth. I go back to my mission statement for Good Enough Mother. Good Enough Mother seeks to help women, wives, mothers, and others feel better about the job they're doing as parents. It's pretty simple. The idea is that, you know what, parenting is a big job and it's fraught with insecurity and am I doing this the right way? Not to mention, you know, the dreaded competitive parenting. My whole goal with Good Enough Mother was to create a community where we could all sort of celebrate our victories and, you know, pat each other on the back for our foibles because we know there are many. But the idea was that it was going to be this collaborative effort. You know, I don't have all the answers. You don't have all the answers. But I figured together we could get there. We could find them together or at least get part of the way there. That is what I do every day. That is the mission that guides me. You know, I have other things that I talk about. Just because I'm a mother doesn't mean I'm not interested in other things. But that really is the core of what Good Enough Mother is. Knowing that and using that as my guiding principle, and then looking at the work that I'm putting out, I can say I'm proud of that. I don't need external validation. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all would love to hear that we're doing a good job, but I'm not at a place where I live or die by that. You know, this is typical in television, by the way. You know, I mean, I worked in TV for many, many years, and, you know, you live and die by your approval rating or your Q score or how well liked you are by the audience. And we know that's kind of happens in real life too, but in television, it's like that on steroids. So it breeds sort of an insecurity. If you're not okay, then that means you're going to lose your job. So there's a legitimate fear. But I think because of what I'm doing now, which is to be completely and wholly authentic, there is no, you know, question about whether I'm doing anything right, because this is the only way I know how to do. It's me. It gives me and brings me a great deal of comfort and that I knowing that I don't have to seek anyone's approval. I can look at the work I'm doing and say, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of where I've been. I'm proud of where I am. I'm proud of what I've done, and I'm proud of where I'm going. Can you also say the same thing? Are you seeking approval externally, or is it coming from inside? And if it is coming from external sources, why? So the swing thought today is don't look to others for something that you should be doing yourself. All right, make it a great day. And remember, everybody, you don't have to be perfect, just good enough.